booze and reviews is in no way compensated for our opinions. We're not that lucky.
What we do is drink drinks and review things, drink a little more, talk about life, etc., blah, blah. So grab a glass, bottle, can, coconut, garbage pet, well, you know, red solo cup, whatever you need, and drink along with us. But do not drink and drive, or you'll go to jail. Cheers.
Bottoms up.
Right, folks, we are back, all three of us. B-A-R, three. That means we have a DD today. Oh,
we need one of those. You get a little sloppy about halfway through.
Well, I mean, I drank a lot last time, so we decided someone needs to be somewhat sober.
Yeah, that's not going to be me, so.
And it's definitely not going to be me. I'm drinking tequila again.
So we decided to bring, I don't know, you guys might find him familiar. He was on some podcast a little while ago. I can't, what podcast was that?
I don't know, that other podcast, that other one.
Oh. Straight from, but he does have actually another podcast going on right now. Straight from Sasquatch Sports 2.0, it's Hootran.
What up? I'm so glad. So now we can be a throuple all over again.
A throuple? Oh, like a three couple.
It's not gay in a three-way.
Nope. It's guy love.
I'm out.
Three guys.
I'm out.
I know.
I love you guys. I'm a little bit too Christian for that.
Might fire. Wow. Oh, wow. I thought we were going to get political.
I think that's religious, not really political, is it?
I think it's just me and my preferences, actually.
Oh, gosh. Hey, well, anyways.
Let me take another sip.
What are you guys drinking?
Well, I am drinking. I kept with tequila, like I said. So I have a Limerita today. And I spiked it a little bit with a little extra.
I was going to say, Bud Light Limeritas, I don't think that those actually have tequila in them.
Mine does.
Well, you put it in yourself.
I just said it.
What are you drinking?
So, here's the thing. It's Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock, 3:30 p.m.
You didn't put all that out there like that. They don't need to know that.
Like, I was like, okay, cool. I mean, I know that Easy doesn't care about his job because I see him. Playing Snapchat games all the time, so he has to care about work. And
hey, man, you're on there too.
Right, I'm furloughed. I have a reason to drink and play games in the middle of the afternoon. I don't have a family to support.
Hey, man, have you heard of the term? It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, I was like, I need to put some pants on and go downstairs and get. So I went and bought this beer from Talisman Brewing Company called Iron Age. It's a coffee stout, so I want to try a milk chocolate stout. So.
Talisman usually has pretty dang good beers, too.
Chocolate milk stout. That's what it's called, I think. So,
Chocolate. Oh, dang.
So they have one at the Summit Bar in Layton, Utah. So if you go there for karaoke night, you might see me. But they have a beer there, and I'm pretty sure it's the same beer that they have on tap. And like the first time I had that beer, like it was like seeing Jesus. So, you know, being religious and all.
Yeah, doesn't Talisman have one called like the Kilt Lifter or something like that?
Quite possibly.
Yeah,
I'm not a connoisseur of the Talisman beer. I just know what I like and I know what I like to drink. I don't know what it's called, but I know what I like.
Well, go grab your beer.
Well, I gotta put pants on. Hold on a second.
What good is a DD who doesn't drink?
I mean, really?
Yeah, I'm so glad that your podcast is touting responsible drinking.
Yeah, you're the designated drunk driver. Come on.
Listen, if KSL can do it, why can't we?
Yep. That's true.
What?
Didn't that lady get fired off KSL though?
No, I know what you're talking about, but for those who listen out of state, KSL is a local news station, but it's not. She didn't get fired from KSL.
I think all of our listeners out of state was the one person who was just happened to be traveling, but still lives in Utah.
Can we go inside baseball real quick? Have you guys like noticed like the stats page on your Anchor or your podcast like Anchor page? Like, have you noticed stats and stuff on there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of wished it was a little more than that. You know, like, oh, cool. Like, I know that people 18 to 35 are listening to the podcast, but meh.
Oh yeah.
It doesn't help like demographics or anything. I don't know. Just anyone out there. Well,
doesn't it give you locations?
A little bit. Like less than 1% listed in England. But again, that doesn't really help me right now.
Have listeners in England on your guys' podcast?
So I'm you kind of undersold me, I think, because I host like 4 podcasts. And
I was wondering. I was thinking maybe I didn't know what the updates, because I was like, there's way more than just Sasquatch sports.
Yeah, like when I host Geek Gods, I'm also on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you find podcasts.
Plug yourself.
We had like 10% in England, and I was like, what the hell's going on? You know, but when I do podcasts, I tell all the co-hosts, like, it's not me bringing people in. I host the people who bring in people to listen, and I'm just there to make sure the bus doesn't drive over the cliff. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. Well, we're all drinking, so this bus may very well drive over that cliff.
I also think you guys should drink more on like there should be a drinking game where you guys have to drink after like every like 5 minutes or something.
See, this is why we brought you on, because you know there are things that we just haven't thought about yet. So we appreciate that. Now, yeah. Don't make us look too much worse.
Okay. I just like that he supports our alcoholism.
Yeah. Well, you know, we beat COVID, so I think we should all celebrate.
Okay.
Speaking of COVID, though,
what?
We have not beat COVID.
Hey, we are currently on the fight with COVID. But I think that, like, brings us to actually what the hell we're doing here today.
Speaking of COVID.
We're going to talk about... Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, what have we been doing? We've been staying in our houses, watching TV, eating
shit tons of food.
Going to the bathroom.
And wiping
off our hands for 20 seconds and repeat.
Yeah. Can we talk about that real quick?
I feel like he skipped wiping his ass though.
Yeah. You got to wipe your ass. I mean, and you know, if you want to, it's a free country. If you don't want to wipe your ass, don't wipe your ass. But,
French people don't.
Yeah. Quarantine is so annoying with how often you have to wash your hands, right? Like,
no, it's not.
So God, like I have to wash my hands like before I eat every time now. I have to wash my hands anytime I scratch my ass. Yes. I have to wash my hands every time I pick my nose. Yes. It's so hard to wash my hands for 20 seconds. Like it's like I wash my hands 30 times a day. It's crazy.
Dude, you got to sing the song. Dumps like a truck.
What?
Baby, move your butt. But. Nope. Think I'll sing it again, guys. Dumps like a truck.
Oh, you have to repeat. Uh-huh. I just count, okay? Because one, I actually wash my hands. Y'all know me. I have some nasty friends, y'all. Like,
I thought he was gonna say something like, "I have some nasty shits."
Before the call, Quace actually had his video up. We were doing a video podcast. I can attest. Quace has hand sanitizer like 5 feet behind him.
Oh, you saw that?
I did see that. I'm very observant.
I just stopped. Okay. Yep. Right there, back there on that bookcase.
All
right.
Sorry to derail us. We were talking about wiping our asses.
Yeah, we were talking about wiping our asses. What do you wipe your ass with?
We do that. We do that with some TP.
Yeah, that if for all of you that don't know, that's short for toilet paper.
I have a story about that. I didn't know what TP meant like when I was in high school, and people would go. You know, they say they want to, like, go TP a house. Have I told you guys this before?
No.
Did you think they were putting a TP on somebody's house, like, lawn?
Yeah, on the lawn. I thought it was the coolest thing.
Like a Native American TP.
Yeah, and I wanted to go, like, because I was like, that is the coolest thing I've ever heard of. Because I grew up in, like, a church camp, and one of, like, every summer we had this Native American chief.
he would come and teach the Bible studies. It was the greatest thing. And they always made a teepee, like this huge teepee outside of the church. And so, yeah. Anyway, when people would say they were going to teepee houses, and I'm like, I've never egged anyone. I've never forked anyone's lawn. Like, I think it's so rude. So when people said teepee, I really thought it was like something cool to do to someone's like backyard or something. And then I never went, but I saw someone's house one day, and like my friend said, they got teepeed, and I saw their house, and it just was covered in toilet paper everywhere.
Were you disappointed?
I was just like, people do this? Like, I wasn't disappointed. I was just like,
well, I'll tell you what.
Easy Martin and I have TP'd a house at least once.
Whose was it?
I don't remember.
Man, it was a long time ago.
It was high school.
But we would never think about doing that now.
Yeah. Mm. But do you remember why we were TP'ing this house?
I want to say it was for like a dance or something.
Yeah, it was like one of those promposal type things. And we got caught in the middle of it. Like, we were doing it, and then we got caught in the middle of it, and we ran, then we came back, and then explained to ourselves, hey, this is not what it looks like. We were, to be honest, like, I think it was a way for us to, like, really be assholes, but do it in a socially acceptable way, I guess, to use the promposal as a way to, like, say, hey, we can be assholes and TP your house. I think we ended up cleaning it up ourselves.
Yeah. It's one of those. Don't worry. We thrashed your house, but we want to take you out on a date.
Right. Yeah. You do it to people's lockers. You do it to people's cars. Like promposals. Promposals are just a way for kids to be asses to each other. So.
Yeah.
That's why I don't feel bad. They don't get graduation this year.
These
are pretty cool ways that they're coming up with, like, to do drive-by parties and stuff, though.
Oh, God, I thought he was going to say shootings. I was like, God damn, Kwesi.
No,
I will hood on us.
Obviously have not seen my Facebook. But one thing that who you probably realized on the first episode of Bar Booze Interviews, that's us. Listen to us, follow us. Is
what
that,
is that? Bar? Listen.
Bar.
News
yeah.
and reviews? Bar?
Bar.
B-A-R.
Look B-A-R. At how that worked out.
That's clever. Bar. Booze and reviews. Booze and reviews.
We didn't even try that hard. It just came. It just came naturally.
Well, I mean, how do I follow you on Facebook?
We are.
We're also on Instagram, bro.
Instagram is great for Gen Z. They love Instagram.
They do.
Do I just type in booze and reviews into the search bar?
That's all you got to do. That easy. Press enter. We'll come up. We have a little logo and everything. Okay, legal.
How do we get on TikTok?
Ooh.
Ask Kesha.
You should make a TikTok. Well, that'd be funny.
All right, well. While you talk, I'm going to go on to Facebook and Instagram and look up Booze and Reviews, Bar, B-A-R, Booze and Reviews on Facebook and Instagram.
You are the best DD to have on this show. We're going to have to have you back.
Not if I get arrested.
I haven't had to say anything. I've just been just drinking my Corona and calling it good.
I was going to say, well, speaking of not saying anything, that first episode of Bar, you realize I really don't listen to what Easy Mart says. So I wasn't sure if he already told us what he was drinking or not.
Yeah, and about, like, what was it, 20 minutes in, he was like, what are you drinking? I'm like, I already said, man.
Did you say that today, too? Besides just, like, a minute?
No. This is the first time I said. I got a Corona Familiar.
I'm writing this down. For those playing the bar drinking game at home, whenever Kwesi mistakes something for something else, and whenever Kwesi forgets to listen to Easy Mart, that's
when
you drink.
Take a shot. Yeah.
There you go.
Well,
you'll probably get pretty tipsy, not gonna lie.
Our listeners are gonna be passed out at minute 20.
Oh, but I like that. Who? Thank you for that idea. We will have we're gonna have a drinking game every episode now. But I'm sorry, we can't give you any royalties or anything for that. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, we'll see. I'll have my people call your people.
I want to know now. I want to know on the air.
Siegfried and Justin will be calling you soon. Don't worry about it. Hey, Siegfried and Jensen, give these guys money.
Yep.
There we go.
I wish I remembered the name and the number.
Well, here's how I'm going to pay who back for giving us some game ideas. So we have the Sasquatch Sports, which we want to have you on for a sports episode. We have Geek Gods. Are you still doing your jazz?
Yep, I'm doing some jazz. Big news in jazz on today, so I might have to put that episode this week. That's Hitting the High Notes, Utah Jazz Talk. That can be found on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio now. Where you find podcasts, go check it out.
iHeartRadio, oh snap.
iHeartRadio.
How'd you get on there, man?
You got to apply. You know, I'll teach you guys. In post-production, I'll teach you guys.
Oh, thanks, man.
Okay, speaking of right now production, let's get back into that TP. I like to say TP now because I know what I mean. Real quick, I'm going to give a couple reviews of some brands in order of softness, okay? That's what I like. Also, strength. Did you guys know that there are brands that do 3-ply, okay? Actually, 3-ply, best 3-ply TP is quilted.
I was going to guess, bro.
Well, you can guess the other ones.
Wait, is this based on softness, though?
Okay, I just said that. So this is according to goodhousekeeping.com, okay?
Housekeeping.
You have 3-ply TP, the best 3-ply TP, just overall, is Quilted Northern Ultra Plush, okay? But can you guess if it's best for 3-ply, what might it not be good for?
What might it not be good for? Isn't only used for wiping your ass? What else?
It doesn't dissolve well. So if you have bad plumbing, don't.
So if you're like you got like a septic tank, don't you? But they'll be using this stuff. You want to be using that 1-ply rip when you wipe stuff.
Well, yeah. According to goodhousekeeping.com, who has the best 1-ply toilet paper?
Who has the best 1-ply? I want to say
Scott.
No.
What did you say who?
He says Scott. I said Cottonelle.
Oh, who got it?
Scott. Good answer.
Scott Extra Soft is the best quick dissolving 1-ply toilet paper.
Hey, easy.
What?
Easy. Fuck you.
Well, gotta put that explicit tag on this episode.
Oh yeah,
he said shit already, so you know.
Hey, I mean, shit's not that explicit. They say that on TV now. Just you, I think you're allowed one per episode.
Wait till you get a complaint from somebody who was like, "I was listening with my child in my car, and you said shit," and it didn't check.
They say, "Listen, Karen, shut the fuck up."
Yeah. Okay, anyway, kids are cussing, like, really? I was on a walk the other day, and my neighbor, like, and I live in a nicer neighborhood, and there were these two kids, they could not be more than, like, 12 max, and they're riding their bikes, and there was, like, this super loud Mazda, someone, like, driving their, like, lowrider Mazda, and it was super loud, and when they, like, took off, it almost sounded like a gunshot, and so the kids were, like, or one kid was telling the other one, you know that wasn't a gunshot. We live in an effing neighborhood with all effing nice people and stuff like that. And I was like, how old? Like, I didn't swear until I was like, honestly, I did not swear until I was like 18, 19, 20, 21, somewhere in there, college.
I mean, you also thought TP was the actual TP.
Yeah, you got a little TP.
So that's another drink for everybody. Go ahead.
Yeah. Quincy didn't know what swear words were.
Oh, gosh. And is it me, you guys? Am I the sheltered one?
So wait. Back to toilet paper. When Quincy, have you ever TP'd a house?
No, I've never done any of that.
Wow.
I know what you're dabbling in next.
Well, I would say let's do it, but I think as an adult, we can actually get in a lot of trouble for that.
Yeah, and we say we don't like to get too political on this show. I ain't.
Hey, Quasi. Easy Mart just got a new house, so to say.
I'll call the cops. I'll call them on you guys. I'll bring them out here.
Crazy, easy lives in the ghetto. Nobody would believe
it was us. Cops can't fit on his street. I went down that street. I was like, ooh, I can barely drive down the street, and I'm just in a little Kia Soul.
Why can't you drive down the street?
It's narrow.
It is not that narrow. You are a bad driver. Were you drinking?
No, I'm a great driver. I don't drink and drive.
This is like a big dick metaphor.
It's narrow.
He can barely fit it in.
Okay, so, well, let's continue on. What's the next category for TP as far as ratings?
Okay, we're going to go best overall TP. And, well, I guess go ahead and drink, people, because I didn't know this brand.
You didn't know this brand? And it's probably going to be like White Cloud. I'm going to say White Cloud TP. Because he didn't know the brand.
I think it's White Claw.
White Claw.
Okay, neither of those, actually. Have you guys heard of a brand called
Seventh Berkley Generation? Jensen? What is it?
Berkley Jensen?
No.
I think a lot of people go to college there.
What was that?
I think people go to California College, UC Berkeley Jensen.
UC Berkeley Jensen, yeah, that's the one.
I wonder if it's their own brand or something. Because like I said, I got this from goodhousekeeping.com. So maybe they're like, you know, with them or something. Anyway, that's what they said for the best overall. So we'll skip that since no one knew about that.
Hey, man, you need to work on your list.
No, there are so many TP review sites, though. I was like, oh my gosh, when I looked up, like,
why do you think that is? Do you think people are, because like, we're all savvy shoppers. Like, I was learning about this today in class, that a lot of people like to look at reviews to see, you know, they want to review a place before they go out and try it for the first time. Mm-hmm. Are people really that paranoid about like how TP feels that they need to have, you know, 8,000 websites dedicated to toilet paper review sites?
Yeah, you see, I wonder, I bet they're more prominent in these past few months, though.
The review sites?
Well, for TP.
I'm going to say I doubt it. I think it was more before, because I think in the past few months, people have just been kind of taking what they could get.
Yeah, when I'm at the store, if you see sanitizing wipes or toilet paper, like, if this out, people just grab it, because they're like, oh, whatever, just take it, because they haven't had it stocked for a couple months. Now you're just like kind of grabbing what you can.
You're trying to buy in bulk.
True. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think I'm misunderstanding the question because I'm drinking. But I think like these websites that are like making these articles. I mean, sorry, not like people actually reviewing it, but like these articles that are coming out. I think they're getting more traction now.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can see that. But like you would think that they're only out because people are trying to like research toilet paper before going to buy some. Like, has that ever crossed your mind to like review toilet paper before going to buy some?
Only in COVID-19 2020.
I was going to say, it depends on how much I've smoked, you know? No, honestly though, like I really don't think I would look. I think I would have to be stoned to just be like, I wonder what toilet paper is best for the quality. And I think at that point, it's kind of just subjective, isn't it? Like, some people like softer toilet paper and others like, you know, a strong toilet paper that they're not going to rip through when they're wiping their butt.
You're not supposed to rip through it?
You're not supposed to. You should not get shit on your fingers. That is the goal of TP.
On that note.
Wait, slow down. Let me write this down.
And as soon as he's done, I was going to say, the next you guys can guess is the strongest toilet paper.
Oh, I got it. I know.
Strongest.
I would have guessed this one, by the way.
I'll go for a Charmin.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Cottonelle again.
Cottonelle Ultra Comfort Care TP. Because that stuff, you only need like one square.
It's true. That's what I usually get. So I have a family member who works for the company that makes it, and who makes that? It's Kimberly Clark that makes it. But that's usually what I get, because I'll just, you know, get it from them and pay them for it. But like, yeah, it is some high quality shit we're talking here.
Yeah, I'm gotten. Oh, sorry, what?
It's made for high quality shit.
And I was going to say, let's take a high quality virtual cheers and have a little sip together real quick. Ready? 1, 2, 3, clink, clink.
Clank.
Glug, 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 glug.
Did you not grab your shirt?
I didn't want to put pants on yet.
Do you not have to put pants on?
Listen, our DDs can be sober if they want. That just means we're doing the right thing, okay?
You should use the sound effect from Rick and Morty where Morty goes clink.
No, we're not taking any more suggestions from you until you state that you don't need royalties for any of this. But
my legal rights.
I was going to say that I love Cottonelle toilet paper. I haven't bought it in a while. One, it wasn't on the shelf ever. Maybe it is now. I've been buying that Kirkland brand, though, because they have it again. Thank you. Because that is just great. But growing up, going back to that quilted northern, that toilet paper is like nostalgia to me.
Nostalgia?
Yeah, nostalgia.
I think that goes like to Angel Soft for me.
Angel Soft, we didn't start buying until I was a little bit older and we were broke. But Quilted Northern was always what they had at my grandparents' house.
Okay. Which but is I super soft, by the way.
Little girl and all the women like sewing the tissue together.
You know what I'm surprised about? The fact that Charmin hasn't made any of these lists yet. And I think they spend a good chunk of change on commercials.
Okay. So I'll give you guys a choice. And Charmin is one of them. Is Charmin the best bulk TP to buy or the softest TP to buy?
I'm going to say softest.
Bulk.
It is the softest. Charmin.
Oh, fuck you, man.
Hey, who? Fuck you.
Want to guess what bulk is, though?
I want to say Kirkland, dude.
I probably would have said that, too, but it's not.
It's not Kirkland? Now you got a chance, who?
Cottonelle?
It is also Scott, but 2-ply.
Oh, shit.
Oh, they raised it up to that 2-ply mega roll.
Scott 2-ply Pro Small Core. Mm-hmm.
Pro Small Core. Oh, speaking of core, since it was like Slim Pickathon toilet paper, we got toilet paper that had no, like, core. Like, there was no cardboard, on the inside of it.
Oh, really?
And I was like, man, why don't they do this with all toilet paper? Because that would just save a lot.
It really would.
Yeah.
So was there still a spot so you can actually hang the toilet
paper? Yeah, you have to be careful when you're putting the thing on, like, just kind of finagle it in the little hole. But, like, yeah, there's no cardboard,
That's another big dick metaphor.
Yeah, he had to finagle it. Quasi had to finagle it, not me. I wish, you know.
Listen, just eat healthy. You might can get there. But what brand was it?
Brand was what?
The TP you bought.
Oh, that was Cottonelle. It was like just Cottonelle Coreless.
Okay.
And that was single ply, now that I think about it.
Oh, really? Well, I was wondering because obviously I'm not like super go green, but I like to recycle. I like to, you know, not like waste. And I think that's a great way to do that. And in my research, I actually found there are a couple brands good for being sustainable or tree free. Have you guys heard of any of those brands before?
Are they the tree free though? Like, because I've heard of ones like using like bamboo and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's considered tree free. Mm-hmm.
Is Seventh Generation one of them?
Seventh Generation is. It was ranked best for sustainable TP. It's 100% recycled bath tissue.
I only know that because I saw it at, what is that place called? Amazon owns it now.
Mm.
I don't know.
Oh, you're saying Amazon owns the place?
Yeah.
The tissue. Oh, I don't. I have no idea.
Who? What's that place called?
For what now?
That Amazon owns the store, the grocery store.
Whole Foods?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, I see Seventh Generation at Whole Foods.
I didn't know Amazon owned Whole Foods.
Yeah, they do, man. If you have a Prime membership, you get a little bit of a discount.
Drink.
Yeah, he didn't know. I'll drink with you guys.
Okay, thanks. I surely didn't know that.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people have even gone just with all this craziness too. Like they've gone to obviously the alternative types of toilet paper just for the environment, but also for the environment as well. A lot of people are switching to bidets, so no toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we looked into it when this whole thing started because, I mean, we had plenty of toilet paper. When this started, we were like, what if we're unable to, like, because people were going nuts when this first happened, when COVID-19 first hit and all the shutdowns started happening.
Yeah.
And so we were looking, I think we were looking at like Tushy and yeah, even those were selling pretty fast, but I mean, it seemed like a decent option to just go, you know, kind of TP-less. And then you just got, I guess you, what, do you just shake off? I don't know how the French do it.
Just hop in the shower.
That's really how a lot of, like, other countries, I know, like, some, like, I have a friend that lives in what's considered a third world country, and they pretty much bathe after they use the bathroom. Not because of necessarily necessity or not having stuff, but cleanliness even.
So you just shower every time you shit?
Pretty much.
Shit in the shower.
So God forbid you have diarrhea and you're just shitting like three times a day. You shower three times a day?
You're going to be really clean. You better just have a lot of dial. That's all.
In Vietnam, like, so there's places that have bidets, right?
Uh-huh.
But in Vietnam, they don't quite have a bidet. But in the poor countries, if you get toilet paper, they don't even have a place for toilet paper, but they have hoses next to where you shit. And like you just take the hose and like when I say hose, like you know that one that the attachment on the hose that looks like a gun and like you squeeze the handle? Yeah, that one. And like, yeah, that's what they have. You have a little hose.
That is so right crazy.
My mom has always said there's something called like when people just wash up in the sink or something, some people call that a hoe bath. So there's just people taking hoe baths.
Yeah.
Quick little wash up.
That is. I mean, no, I've seen memes that people like joke, like, can't find an ATP, so this is the concoction I came up with. And they like put a splitter on their water that goes to their toilet and had like a garden hose attachment.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably more environmentally friendly.
I mean, yeah, it definitely would be. You'd be using no toilet paper.
Right.
So, Isa, your challenge for the next couple of weeks is to not wipe and rinse off and come back and tell us how it went.
So, basically, my showers will come after, like, basically about an hour after my morning coffee.
I was going to say, I'm very regular, so I'll just stick to wiping.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stick to wiping, too. We have plenty of TP right now. I mean, I didn't hoard. Did any of you guys go out and go crazy?
No.
I didn't need to.
You didn't need to?
I already had plenty of toilet. Like, that's the thing is that, like, there's only two people living in my house. And I was like, well, we have, let's see, we have, what, 50, 60 rolls between us? I'm like, yeah, we're good.
for
a few months. Yeah.
And there was a lot of people that like just went out and went crazy, and not all of them were like trying to sell it for like, you know, a profit. Some of them were like thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to need to buy 500 rolls of toilet paper to get through this. And I mean,
how much are you shitting is what I like how much do people shit? And okay. I was like, all right, well.
So here's my question. What country do you guys think that like toilet paper sales went up the most?
The most?
I would have said
the most during this thing. You think the US?
China.
You think China?
Yes.
Okay, so it actually China was at 0%. They're stayed regular. Like they're
because they're smart.
They are smart. I really do think they are. Italy was number one.
Italy was my second guess because it hit Italy super hard. Because those are ones that hit hard. Italy, China, so.
Yeah, and they.
Than Italy.
But their sales went up 140%.
Oh, my gosh.
But, here's the difference. Italy was in true quarantine. Like, they were locked down. Like, they could not leave their houses, so.
That is
true. Almost. And you didn't know how long it was going to go. But, yeah, because U.S. doesn't come in. I think they're, U.S. is in, like, fifth. Of the rise in sales. Australia was number two. And I actually saw videos of people in Australia like straight up fighting for toilet paper. Spain was number three at 82%. UK was at 80%. And then US came in fifth place at 60% raise in toilet paper sales. Mm. And that was in basically from April. I am from March to April. So...
I'll tell you what I did. So I don't know if I mentioned this on our last episode, but I was on a cruise for the majority of when everything really went down. When sports started canceling, I saw that on the ship. When things were starting to shut down, I saw that on emails on the ship. But when we got back, tissue was like nowhere to be found. And luckily we had, like, we keep TP stocked, so we were fine. But after it started being in the stores again, and you know, we're on the lower end, we would buy one like a bigger pack, whatever was available, the biggest pack that was available every, like, if not every paycheck, every other paycheck, mm-hmm. just so we knew we were good, you know, because so we're not like hoarding it, but in case people do start hoarding it again or did start hoarding it again, we were like, okay, at least we know we have, you know, a couple packs or whatever.
Yeah. Because you didn't need to spend all your money. I swear, like, some people were spending, like, full paychecks on getting some TP.
Yeah, that crazy. And, like, water bottles. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was kind of nuts. But speaking of money, I think we should take a little break here so we can throw in an ad so we can try and get that TP money, you know?
Only 20 minutes late.
Only 20 minutes late. Eh, it's more like 5 minutes late. I don't know, dude. I got really into this TP conversation. Anywho, hey, guys, here's an ad.
Okay, let me wait my beer.
Okay.
Let me take a drink.
Gonna buy you a drink.
Ooh-wee.
Tell me what you think about that. Money in the bank.
If we don't sing it on key, or if we sing the wrong lyric like we just did, is it like we're not using the song?
Yeah, it is. We just mix it up, you know?
Like how YouTube, how they change the key, or they make the show sound like chipmunks or something.
Yeah, to keep YouTube from like flagging it.
Yeah, the first time I saw Cardi B was on, like, something that popped up on my YouTube, and it was, like, an old video from, I didn't even know she was on, what's that show, Love & Hip Hop New York, or some one of those Love & Hip Hop shows, and her voice was, so, like, even more obnoxious than it is now, and I thought that was her real voice. I thought, because I didn't know that they did that on YouTube videos. I guess if you use any of this footage, they're going to have to drink again. But I didn't know that. And so I thought that's how she sounded until, like, I don't know, a couple years ago.
All right. Pass back off.
Quasi thought Cardi B sounded like this.
Yeah. Bruh. Bruh. Yeah. Yeah. No, hi, like a chipmunk.
All right, listeners, drink.
I didn't know. I didn't know YouTube changed sound clip, or people on YouTube changed sound clips so that they wouldn't be like flagged for using credit. Yep. Yeah, exactly.
It's smart way.
I mean, so when I started on YouTube, 13 years ago, there weren't as many restrictions, and there wasn't like algorithms to like find the shit. And then so I put a whole ton of videos up there with like copyrighted music. And YouTube started flagging them, like, hey, you can't have this on there. Then they loosened up a little bit, saying you can have it on there, but there's these like stuff on there, and you can't make money off, like, even videos that have like millions of views, you know, you can't make money off it and shit like that. And yeah, like you just you can't do copyright shit. And like, and people, when they, you know, I took a media law class, and one of the things was like, when people put, I don't own this music, all rights go to blah blah blah, that doesn't mean anything. Like you could still get sued.
Yeah.
They're probably not going to sue you, but
no,
I laugh when people do that. It's like when people put Facebook statuses saying, I don't give Facebook permission to use my blah 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 blah. Like that's a legally binding contract. Your Facebook status.
Hey, works for me.
I'm so surprised that Wanted, like Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi, is still just rolling strong on YouTube right now. On your Ice Blocking Madness video,
it was flagged for a little bit, and then like I said, they were like, ah, well, you know, we're gonna let these people kind of grandfather in, but they're, yeah, there's restrictions on the video, so
you guys should check that out. Ice Blocking Madness, just put that in on YouTube. I swear it's like the number one ice blocking video out there.
There's
a lot,
but there's other ones up there now. I think we'll look at it. I have a question for you guys though, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Iron Age is actually an oatmeal stout, which I think is the one I like. I don't usually like oatmeal stouts, but this is a pretty good one, I think.
Oh, really?
The other one I got was Utter Chaos Chocolate Milk Stout.
I have had that one, actually.
Okay, which one should I try today?
If you've had the Iron whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't like milk stouts, right? I mean, oatmeal stouts.
Not usually, but I'm pretty sure I've had this Iron Age before. I'm like 83% sure that I've had this one before, and I really like it.
Okay, well, I think you should try the Utterly Delicious one, just because, because I want to compare what you think to what I thought.
Okay, here it comes.
I don't drink beer.
That's a shame.
I mean, I do, but...
I thought it was going to make a better sound pouring into my glass, but it didn't.
Kwesi loves Bud Light.
He loves
Bud Light.
It smells like chocolate milk. Ooh, that's good. Ooh, that's good stout.
So you do like it a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I liked it, but it does have lactose in it.
Oh, I don't know. I'll be dead soon anyway.
Yeah.
It's got gluten and lactose. Like,
yeah.
Fuck it. Who cares?
So, just make sure you have your TP.
I liked it. I liked it, but yeah, my stomach started something fierce shortly after I drank that.
Yeah, so you're gonna say I'm gonna have a good shit today.
You're gonna need some TP, and I recommend some Cottonelle.
Why do you recommend Cottonelle?
Mainly because I like to support my family. But if I'm being 100% honest, my favorite TP is Charmin.
Cha cha cha.
The ultra soft.
It's not the damn bear got you, didn't it?
No, it's so when I first started dating my wife. That's like all she bought. She's very much all about that name brand stuff, but that's like all she bought. And so I am totally not, but, we were first dating. I used the bathroom at her place. And I was like, this is the softest toilet paper to ever touch my butt. Holy crap. This stuff is like
literally
a cloud. It is a butt cloud.
I do like Charmin. I can't even hate it. I love Charmin.
It was crazy. When I went to Winco the other day, actually, I went to go just... I didn't even need to buy toilet paper, but I went down the aisle to see if the craziness was still going on, and it wasn't. They were fully stocked, but it was only stocked in Charmin toilet paper. They didn't have anything else.
It's because we beat COVID.
And so they were like, Charmin... Charmin's the winner. This is the only toilet paper you will ever need.
I went every time I go to Costco now, like, because, you know, they have big packs of Charmin there too. And it's right next to the Kirkland brand. And I always want to get the Charmin, but then you guys know me. Then I look at the price,
mm-hmm.
and I have to grab Kirkland. I'm just like, I'm more frugal than I am about that brand, I guess. But I do really like Charmin.
Kirkland basically tastes the same. So you don't really taste a difference in Kirkland
brand. Did you say the taste?
Yes.
What? Are you in your house eating toilet paper?
Well, I mean, for everything. Kirkland brand for everything tastes the same as the regular brand.
Yes. Well, butt taste is also important.
But Kurt, I will say, because I did like try one roll. Hey. Like, we did buy Charmin once. This was like probably 2 years ago. And I still had some Kirkland at home, you know. Mm-hmm. And I did review it, if you will. And Charmin definitely is softer and just, like you said, it's just like a cloud. It's just, yes. But Kirkland is good enough. It is. Their tequila is good enough. Their tissue is good enough.
Okay, so I'm not going to lie. So I remember one commercial I remember from Charmin is they always talked about, you know, the little bear that wiped his butt and had little, like, particles left over on his butt. Like little pieces of it. So although Charmin is, like, super soft, it does
leave. You beat me to it.
Yep. It does, right?
It does.
I think that's why I do – another reason why I prefer Cottonelle, too. Because it is – it's much stronger. Gets job done. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of thinking now that maybe I'm just going to shower every time I shit.
It doesn't have to be a full shower. It just has to be – you know, get some soap, get some water, and clean that booty hole while you're showering. Yeah,
but I have to shower anyways, so I might as well just wait till my shit. Yeah.
Okay, now let's clarify a couple things here, Easy, because I don't want you just getting in the shower with chunks up in your butt, okay? Make sure you have used the bathroom. It's not like one of those diarrhea situations. Like you said, you can take a wipe or two. Then go ahead and get in the shower if you feel.
I thought the whole point of this was saving the.
Wow. Entire. Yeah. I was like, I'm.
Quasi's like clean.
Clean again. This is why you get sick more than any of us.
No, listen. I get sick more than any of y'all because it's people like y'all that don't wash your hands. I have been well up in my house. Okay. So it's all y'all getting me sick. Listen. I'm saying because Easy's talked about how he had, you know, basically explosions depending on what he drinks and what he eats, this and that. Sounds like he has some really intense bowel movements.
All I'm saying is who's got about 4 showers coming up in the next 24 hours?
Oh, dude, like I'm on my shits. Holy shit. Holy fuck, man. The shits I have sometimes, I'm like, I want to send you Snapchats. Like, when I first got Snapchat, that was my main thing. It was to send you snaps of my shits.
Oh, please don't. That's called a chat chat.
Oh, shit.
He must be talking to you.
I think he's talking to you.
I want you guys to see the glory of some of these shits I have.
I don't need to see it.
Like one of them like came out of the water. Like, that's how big it was.
The Titanic one?
Oh my, yeah. Exactly. Half submerged. Yep.
Oh my gosh. What?
This is not what I signed up for.
You guys use some like really fancy toilet paper. It was like Kirkland and shit. Like, that's impressive.
What do you use? Just out of curiosity. So
when I was first on this episode, they were like, hey, we need you to come talk about sports. I was like, all right, yeah, I do that basically every week anyway. And then like 2 minutes before recording, I was like, oh, yeah, by the way, we're doing toilet paper. I'm like, oh, okay. So here's my quick list. The toilet paper that's the worst but gets the job done is from the Wendover hotel rooms.
That is okay. That is literally tissue paper. And when I say tissue paper, I mean the stuff that they put in gifts that you give to somebody. That is what
like,
that is.
It's more like the recycled paper that you get in school. Like, you like the, like,
it's like some new friends. Those are the kind of gifts you were getting.
It's like the tracing paper, the onion paper.
Yep.
I will say though, I do have a couple of rolls of cruise toilet paper in my room, because when I heard the world was going crazy, I made sure that they gave me a few rolls every day for the rest of the cruise, and I put those right into my suitcase.
Oh, see, that's the stuff we need to talk about. Like that's why I would go on a cruise. Like, oh, I can get new amenities every day to take home.
You guys are 100% Rosses.
Yes, and
the salt shaker, no, but the salt.
Yes.
I should have thought this through. Yes.
Oh, I wish Matt would find his friend's DVDs and give them to me.
I know we got into a pandemic and the Friends is off the air. Yes, yeah, so, like certain hotels, like Wyndham hotels used to be really nice, but then the recession hit and the hotel toilet paper went down across the board everywhere. Las Vegas still has pretty good ones. Like sometimes you get quilted ones there too. I'm like, oh damn.
Yeah, for those who don't know what Wendover is, I mean, because I think we do have people listening from other countries. Actually, we have 5 other countries that listen to us. But for those that don't know what Wendover is, it is like a sad version of Vegas. And when I say sad version of Vegas, I mean a much sadder version of Vegas.
It's like if Vegas and Reno had a baby, and like
true.
They shook it as a baby.
Well, actually, I can't say I've never been to Reno, but I think of Reno compared to Mesquite. Is it kind of the same?
Mesquite, though, like at least has like really nice golf courses. Like it's a place.
I hear Wendover has a nice golf course.
No, Wendover has a little bit of grass that is surrounded by desert. I mean, Mesquite's also surrounded by desert, but Wendover. I mean, I guess our golf course is okay.
So people's
cars tend to blow up.
Wendover is a little podunk town that has like 4 casinos, a strip club, and 2 grocery stores. People live out there.
They have an airport. They have
a prison. And it's like really like if you're living out there, you either work at the casino or the strip club.
Oh, also a little heads up. Also, this is also indicative of how Wendover is. There's a casino called the Red Garter. Oh. They're closing down.
Oh, good.
Good. Long overdue. I remember staying there once. I remember staying there once, and their, I don't even know what kind of freaking comforters they were. They weren't really comforters at all. It was like felt. And there was just cigarette burns all over it. I think you're right. There was long overdue for them babies to shut down.
They tried to redo it. I promise. They just placed like a cardboard sketch of a new building on the outside, and the inside was all the same. The TV had a remote. The batteries weren't in it. The bed, I swear, you were laying on a box. We woke up itching, checked out, and went and checked into somewhere else for our other 2 days. Because you only go to Wendover for a max of like 3 days.
3 days, max. Dude? I'm like maybe 2 nights, maybe. Because I'm like, I get there, I play 1 night of craps, and I'm a little depressed after about, I don't know, 6 hours. Not just because I've lost my money, but more along the lines of like, man, this really sucked, and now I have to go back to that room.
And all there is, when we're talking about Wendover versus Mesquite versus Reno versus Vegas, all there is to do in Wendover is gamble, go to Smith's, or go to the strip club. That's all there is to do. Nothing else. I guess golf, but.
And on the subject of TP, you'd be lucky to get a roll of TP at the Red Garter.
Ooh, then don't use it if you do. Just don't.
Why?
But that was another thing. We walked in there and the TP wasn't even a full roll. You know, they're supposed to change or at least give you a second roll that you can see when that one runs out. That didn't happen.
It's a magic
shower. After going to the bathroom there should be a sign. Please shower after taking a shit.
Use shower shoes at the Red Guard. Well, it sounds like you won't have that problem.
There's a little note where the toilet paper roll is supposed to be, and it says, please use hand towels. And then there's a note next to the hand towels that says, hand towels wash daily.
Yeah, but you are right. Who is Ross from Friends? He will go to Vegas. I'm not going to say too much, but we'll say TP is one of the many things he does come back with for his house.
Hey, it's how you make your money back.
Is it just me? It is how you make your money back. But is it just me, or like no matter how nice the place you go to, they all use that Scott One Ply sandpaper stuff?
No. I think some of the like nicer hotels I've been to has like real nice rolls. That, I mean, not real nice, but like at least like quote northern quality in the hotel rooms. Or like if you steal from the actual like public restrooms, they try to use the nice stuff there. Because that's where the crowds are. So they want to have them. If you can get yourself an industrial size, like those are like the ones that those are like ones that feel the machine. Like if you get one of those out of there,
that's one of those.
Except for a month.
Those rolls that like stand up to your hip.
Yep.
Yeah, and it seems like because even I haven't stayed in as nice of like Vegas Strip hotels as who has, but like even Excalibur, I think their TP was pretty decent if I remember correctly. So I wasn't too disappointed with that.
I want folks to remember it's part of the price of the room. All right. So you're already paying for that stuff.
Oh gosh. Okay. Well, we're kind of winding down here. So I guess I kind of just want to know, after all said and done, now that we're able to buy pretty much whatever toilet paper, cause it's kind of winding down all that craziness. If you were to go to the store now, what toilet paper would each of you guys buy?
I will continue to buy Kirkland because of the price and how much you get. But when I'm going to splurge on some TP, it'll be Cottonelle and Charmin. Cha-cha-cha.
So if I'm at my parents' house, they like to buy the bulk ones from Sam's Club or Costco. So like the Kirkland brands. For me, I just like to go out to wherever a free, maybe the police station, maybe a pool, wherever I can go, and or the public park. If it's just one roll, I need to get me through to my next trip. That's what I'll do.
Why do I have a feeling that you have one of those like keys to open up all the little toilet paper dispensers?
I become a very good lockpick while you're in there. Because like nobody's gonna bother you while if they see feet in the stall. So
yeah, they were like, "What is that noise that's being made in there?" And I just like just say,
"You had lactose for lunch."
Yep, I had a lactose beer. Sorry.
Well, and you know, if who's taking that type of tissue, you know it's not even getting on the roll because it's too bulky. So he just has it on the side of the sink, just unwinding it and ripping it off.
Who? That's one thing I appreciate. He does not care what he has. It's all about function.
In this economy? Oh, dude, we're going to go through another recession. So, hey, just saying, I'm stocked up and saving my money for chocolate milk stout beers.
Well, I'm just going to be riding off of the hookup that I have, and I'm going to stick with Cottonelle. And yeah, I'm sorry I don't have
people who can get me bootleg and or backdoor toilet paper deals. But,
bootleg TP.
You know, like I have hookups for TP, but I wish I had hookups for like different things. Like that's just not something that like, hey man, you got hookups? I'm like, yeah, dude, you want some TP? Like it's just not a cool hookup to have.
Actually, I beg to differ because I have a friend that works for, it's not Kimberly-Clark, but it's the other, there's another big one.
Is it Johnson & Johnson?
I can't remember, but either way.
Is it Johnson Clark?
Is it Procter & Gamble?
Yes, that one, Procter & Gamble.
Is it Procter & Johnson?
Is it Procter?
It's Procter & Gamble. And they gave me and my wife, they gave us TP, paper towels and like cleaning spray. It lasted us so long. I was like, this a good hookup. Then they up and moved, but it's fine.
Yeah, how dare they?
They're not gonna ship it to me from a few states away, and I understand that. But when they lived here, we were good. That's okay though. We had other hookups. I'm like easy.
So who makes Procter & Gamble, or what do they make? They make Charmin, or?
I feel like they're like a Quilted Northern kind of people.
Ooh, Quilted Northern, that's good. That's some good living you got there.
Yeah, I can't even remember which one it was, but it was either Charmin. I think it was Charmin.
Is that a drink if you can't remember?
Well, I guess so.
I'm drinking.
I mean, he doesn't know, so I mean, I feel like that's a good drink to take, right?
Clink, clink. And I did look it up. It was Charmin. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I also looked up. If you look up Ice Blocking Madness, all three words, it is the top video on Ice Blocking Madness. If you look up just Ice Blocking, it's the third video. 44,000 views, 12 years ago uploaded. So
man. I did look it up earlier, and I've just had it sitting on my screen so I can press play after we're done.
Right.
Who's Your Daddy 9? Yeah.
Who's Your Daddy? Hooligan Productions.
Hooligan Productions.
All right, Who. Well, why don't you tell the people again where they can find you?
So I need please hit me up on Twitter at Hootran, HUUTRAN Superman. Tell me what gaming chair is best, because I do a lot of podcasting right now, and I get such sweaty ass sitting here. My ass is so sweet, and I'm nude, too, and so it's going to stick to this seat, and it just itches, and like I can't touch my mouth because I scratch my ass, and I got to wash my hands.
For 20 seconds.
What if you laid down a layer of toilet paper?
Oh, yeah. Well, with the toilet paper I have, I think it would just soak right through. but you can follow. I just do a lot of I talk a lot of jazz. Talk a lot of really gross shit. If I hear about gross shit, hashtag Sasquatch Sports 2.0. I believe that Booze and Reviews are no longer doing the butt plug advertisements. But if you want butt plug and booty hole talk. come to Sasquatch Sports.
Are you guys somehow on the golden butt plug?
Yeah. Yes. We somehow fit it in into the podcast. That's another big dick metaphor. I'm a little sad that we didn't do a video call because I am fully nude right now. With Crazy, he would need two laptop cameras to make sure we get them all in there.
Oh my gosh! Stop.
All right. Who? Just give me your Twitter handle.
So that's Matt not listening to me.
I know. I was like, he did that.
Oh, shit.
Everybody drink. And then that's also me on Instagram. And you can, if you like Utah Jazz Talk, hit me up. We'll talk jazz.
Sweet. Or booty. Quasi, where can they find you?
Well, first of all, thank you so much, Hootran, for joining us today. It's like, you know, you never left, whatever podcast that other one was. So we really appreciate you on here.
You know what we should do? We dabble in podcasting.
We should. We should do a little, you know, reunion episode or something. We still need to do a finale on that other podcast. So even though we took over everything. So, we'll just do it on here. But, yeah, so thank you so much for joining us and being our DD. We really appreciate it. And yes, I'm Kwesi. I am mostly on Instagram, Kwesi the Christian. Hit me up, send me a DM, let me know what you want us to talk about. And, you know, without Matt knowing, otherwise you can hit us up on our page, Booze and Reviews on Instagram. But yes, Instagram, Kwesi the Christian.
You can find me at EasyMart80 on Instagram, or yeah, you can hit us both up on Booze and Reviews on Instagram. We're also on Facebook at Booze and Reviews. Who, thanks again for being here. I think we'll have you guys on again when you we don't have some scheduling conflicts with you, Logan, and DJ Honeypaws.
And we'll talk. Well, yeah, DJ Honeypaw brings it. She brings in the people, so you definitely want her on. Like, you guys, they can replace me, and they won't miss a beat, because DJ Honeypaws brings the people in, and we'll talk toilet paper and sports again.
More toilet paper. Always toilet paper.
And butt plugs.
No more butt plugs.
Nah.
Thanks for listening, guys. See you next time.
And blessings.
Cheers.